So we're looking at Parshas Bamidbar, and as an introduction to the Parsha, we're going to study a Chazal, a Gemara in Tainis, that focuses on a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, in this third parak of Shir HaShirim. It's a very, very famous Pasuk. Sena Ure'ena B'nos Sion B'melech Shlomo Batarosh Yitrolo Imo. We're talking about the king, and he's being crowned with a certain Keter, a certain Atorah. The Atorah is the crown of the king. And the Pasuk says, B'yom Chasunoso U'B'yom Simchas Libo, that there's a certain day which the Pasuk is designating as the day of a wedding, the day of the gladdening and the joy of one's heart. And Chazal wonder, what's special about that day? That day has to be understood as a significant day within the Jewish calendar. And according to the Gemara in Tainis, it's fascinating. This is the Gemara that goes through all the significant events that took place on the 15th of Av, Tu B'Av. So in that context, the Gemara says that B'yom Chasunoso is the day of Matan Torah. B'yom Simchas Libo is the day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara adds a little prayer there, Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'meherav Yomeinu Amen, as we say it. So Rashi here, not in Masechta Tainis, but Rashi in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim adds the following. He says, B'yom Chasunoso is Yom Matan Torah. Why is Matan Torah called the day of a chasen? Do you ever think about that? I mean, obviously, Kof Aleim, you know, we have the image of a chuppah over the heads of Klal Yisrael. But Rashi takes it a step further and he says, She'itruhu Lahem Lemelech. They crowned, the Jewish people crowned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king. And they said, they declared, Nasa v'nishma, you are our king, we are your servants, we accept your sovereign rule.
Sounds like Rosh Hashanah, coronation night.
Exactly. But the original coronation took place on that day of Matan Torah, when the people of Israel accepted Hashem as their sovereign leader. And that was the great Kabbalah of the Malchus Hashem. And that's symbolized in a visual sense by taking a crown and crowning the king, Kabbalah. V'kiblu olo, and they accepted upon themselves the responsibility, the commitment to fulfill all the mitzvahs, all the will of God. So that was a tremendous event. Now, of course, God is going to reward the Jewish people in a midah k'neged midah. If they grant God a crown, what do they get in return?
Crown.
And that's what the Gemara is going to say in Shabbos, that at the time that the Jewish people declared Hashem as the king, and they said Nasa v'nishma, they too received crowns. So they're giving Hashem a crown, they're receiving crowns, two crowns. Every Jew got one crown for Nasa and another crown for Nishma. And that somehow is symbolically represented by a wedding. When the chasen and the kala exchange gifts, that cements the almost covenantal agreement between the two. And when you think about it, we celebrate the day of Kabbalah Satorah as a Yom Chasana with the same enthusiasm and joy and excitement as a wedding. And the wedding, in effect, every wedding in Israel is a little bit of a microcosm, a reminiscence of the ultimate wedding that took place between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's no coincidence that if we look for an allusion to this major event that happened as a wedding, where are we going to find it? In which book of the Tanakh?
Shir HaShirim. Why Shir HaShirim?
Shir HaShirim is exactly what this is all about. Shir HaShirim is a metaphor for that marriage relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. So when we prepare for the day of Matan Torah, what we're really anticipating is that great marriage that took place then. And it's fascinating that throughout Chazal, the description that Chazal use to typify the relationship between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael is always that of a chasen kala, of she'er basar. There are certain statements in Chazal where Hashem says, how can I get angry at my people? We have a marriage relationship. I can't punish them because I'm punishing my own basar. And this is all symbolic in the commitment and the great joyous occasion of the marriage that took place B'yom Chasunoso on the day of Kabbalah Satorah. B'yom Simchas Libo. This is another important day in the history of the Jewish people, and that is Shmini Lemiluim. What happened on the eighth day of the Miluim? Sheneschanech bo ha-mishpat ba-midbar. In other words, you could have a long-distance marriage relationship, but you want the Shechina to come close. That intimacy of the Shechina is represented by what? The Mishkan. The Mishkan clinches that close relationship. Hashem says, I'm not up in the seventh zvul. You want to have a relationship with me? Build me a home. And v'shachanti, asuli migdash v'shachanti v'socham, I will rest my Shechina in your abode. What I want to study with you tonight is what is the primary mode, if you will, of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael when it reaches this apex of Yom Chasunoso. We think of Yom Chasunoso as a day of joy, of Ava. But I want to show you and prove to you, if I can, I mean, we'll see, you'll be the jury, that there's another mode in the relationship that's essential, that really represents the kishkas of what is going on here and what we should experience on Shavuos. And that's not the Ava and the Simcha, but rather the Yira and the Charada. Okay, so this is a different twist on it. We'll start with Parshas Bamidbar, which we're going to read this Shabbos. And that, no doubt, is a preparation for what's going to come just a few days later. V'lo yavol liros kivala es hakodesh v'mesu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the Kohanim, don't come too close. Don't gaze on something that you're not allowed to see. And Unkelus in the Targum translated lo yelon lemichsei kad michsin. When you shouldn't go up to look and gaze when it's being clothed. We'll see exactly what's being clothed by a garment. Yasmani, mani means a garment, a cloth. Kudsha, that's sanctified. There's some sort of holy cloth that's covering, and you shouldn't look beyond that cloth. That cloth is going to protect you from overstepping your bounds. The lo yamusu, because if a person comes too close and he indicates a zilzul, in a sense he's not worried about the aim of Yira, then he's worthy of death. The punishment is very harsh. And the Ramban expands on this in his description of the paroches that had to be placed to cover what? The Aron. Why the Aron? And secondly, if you read the Psukim carefully, it says that the Aron was covered not just by a paroches, but also by Ar Tachash. Okay, this is also here in Parshas Bamidbar. And not only that, but on top of the Ar Tachash, there was a parshu they had to stretch out and cover with a beged kolil tchilis milamala. So how many coverings were there to the Aron?
Three.
Number one, there was the paroches. Number two, there was the Ar Tachash. And number three, on top of that, there was this beged Ar that was on top of it all. Beged tchilis. The Ramban says, v'nosnu olav kisui Ar Tachash. He says, ba'avur mailas ha'aron. There's some special unique feature and characteristic to the Aron. Lo haya nira olav kisui Ar Tachash. The Ramban says that the kisui Ar Tachash was common to all the Klei HaMikdash. It was not unique to the Aron. Every Kli in the Mikdash had to be covered by Ar Tachash in order to protect it from the elements. And so too the Aron is no different. But what's unique about the Aron is that on top of the Ar Tachash there was another covering. Hayumachasim also b'paroches. Okay, that was another covering. Umachasim eshneim, and both the paroches as well as the Ar Tachash was covered b'mitzeh Ar Tachash b'avur Hashamayim u'parshim al hakol. So the Ar Tachash was to prevent gishomim. I don't know how frequently it rained in the desert. That I don't know. But you needed to protect the Aron. But u'parshim al hakol, on top of all these coverings, was beged kalil tchelis milamala.
so that there should be no way that you could see the Aron. So when you looked on top of the Aron, you couldn't even see the top of the Aron and downwards, because that was covered by this beged. Aval shar kol hakelim, says the Ramban, shulchan, menorah, mizbeach, bayinira aleihem milamala. Notice they were covered by a mixa or a tachash to protect them from the elements, but you could see from on top down and notice these kelim. But the Aron was unique, and the Aron couldn't be seen from anywhere. Because what was the Aron? Of course, the Aron housed the Luchos, but what else? What happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu... What did he say? The Kruvim. Yeah, the Kruvim were on top of the Aron, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when God wanted to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu and give him the mitzvahs for the Klal Yisrael, he came through the Kruvim. So the Kruvim, Beit HaKruvim, represents that intense Shechina, the Gila Shechina. We have to stay away. Don't extend beyond the boundary. There are boundaries here. When you see something that's covered and covered and covered, what does that indicate to you? Holiness, exactly. The more holy something is, the more it has to be covered. The Sefer Torah, for example, it's covered with a mantle. And the mantle itself sometimes is covered with another covering, especially Sfaradim. And then on top of that, you put it where? In the Aron. And the Aron itself is covered with the parochas. The holier something is, the more it has to be covered. That's why I always say that the human body, not like the Greeks thought, the human body is holy, it's a holy vessel. The Ramban says it over and over again. And therefore the human body has to be covered. The Big Day Kahuna indicate the special Kedusha of the Kohanim. And they wore Bgadim upon Bgadim because Kedusha. Kedusha is something that requires a sense of fear, trembling, of distance. And this is what we're going to see is going to take place at the time of Kabbalah Satoro. The Yom Chasunosu. The Ramban, in his introduction, we'll come back to the Gemara Megillah in a minute, he says that there's an absolute parallel between Har Sinai at the time of Kabbalah Satorah and the Mishkan throughout all the generations. He says, if you read the Psukim carefully, thank you so much, he tells us that the Atah now, Moshe Rabbeinu commands, Yad Bil Es HaMishkan. In the Midbar, there was a limitation to how close you could come to the Mishkan. Hashar Yagvil Har Sinai. Just parallel, exactly parallel to Har Sinai. You remember Har Sinai, there was a Hadbala, you couldn't come too close to the Har. Bios HaKavod Shav, because the Shechina itself was there. And the same Shechina, says the Ramban, that came down from Shamayim at the time of Har Sinai, and therefore the Torah says, Ki suckle, ye suckle, that if someone comes too close, he will be put to death. So too, when it comes to the Mishkan, si velo yovo liros kebalas hakodesh v'mesu. You have to be very careful. Yeharsu el Hashem liros v'tziva. And furthermore, the Torah commands you: shmartim es mishmeres hakodesh, es mishmeres hamizbeach. All this is that we shouldn't come too close and overstep the bounds. We have to realize that this is the place of Shechina. And the Ramban in his Pirush on Parshas Truma again emphasizes this concept. He says, "Hine ikar achefetz b'mishkan." If you had to pinpoint one location, one point in the Mishkan, which is the ikar achefetz, it's the main goal of the entire Mishkan. Humako menuchas hashchina. It's the place where the Shechina resides. And where is that? Shehu ha'aron. Kibo sha'amar v'no'adati l'chasham v'dibarti yitcham ala parochas. And then the Ramban goes into the Kabbalistic meaning of this. He says, Soda Mishkan, the secret of the Mishkan is that the same Kavod, the same Shechina, Asher Shochan al Har Sinai, Shochin Olav, it also abides on the, in the Mishkan, the Nistar, although in the Har Sinai it was revealed to everyone, but here in the Mishkan it is hidden. And the Ramban shows all the power parallels between Har Sinai and Mishkan. And at the end of his presentation, he says, "V'hoya b'mishkan tamid im Yisrael hakavod." In other words, if the kavod appeared at Har Sinai on a one-time basis, it was just transit. But in the case of the Mishkan, it was tamid; it was constant; it was an ongoing thing. So now we want to go back to the experience of Matan Torah, and here I want to point out to you Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai goes into detail about every pasuk in the 19th chapter Shmos that describes the preparation leading up to Kabbalas HaTorah on the 6th of Sivan. He quotes the pasuk Va'kohanim Va'am. The people could come only so close. Seder Advarim, what's the sequence of the events in Matan Torah? Kenyan Azet Chilo Tzivul Moshe V'higbal Tesam Rabosai. In a few days we're going to have V'higbal Tesam the Shlosh Tzivay Hagbalah. There was a set boundary line around the mountain, and you couldn't cross and violate that boundary. And then, after the days of what? Of Hagbola, Biyom Hashlishi Babak, it was Tuesday, it was Vav Sivan. What happens then? Can we now come close to the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah is now going to reside, come down from the heavens down to the har. Oh no, what happens now, says the Rabbeinu Bachai? Kolos hayu kolos ubrokim v'anan koved al ahar v'kol shofar chazak v'od. Look at all these sound effects, as you say in modern technology, right? In America. Despite the kolos and the brokim, the lightning and the thunder and the noise and the shofars blowing high volume, and yet the Shekhinah didn't come down. And the Rabbeinu Bachai compares it to a situation that took place in the time of David HaMelech. But where's the Ruach of Hashem? The Oz Nislabshu Charoda. What experience did the Jewish people undergo? Charoda. Charoda is a very, very, you know, there are many, many different words in Lashon Kodesh for fear. Charoda is like terror. Pachad is trembling. Hakol Sahem, Varemar Vayechrad Kolaam. Umoshech Izeket Libam. Lotziom Likrat Elokim. But nevertheless, even though Moshe brings them closer to God, Vayisyatsu Vitachta Sahar. Mitzafim, they're waiting that the Shekhinah should come down on the har, and the har is boer ba'esh, it's burning in fire. The psukim in Dvarim continue the story that we see here in Shmos. Fayala shono ad leiv hashamayim choshech hanan v'arofel. Not only that, even the physical universe, inanimate objects are afraid. V'charad ahar atzmo v'nizdad v'zeya. The mountain itself is impacted by this whole experience of fear and trembling. And Rabbeinu Bachai goes on and on again. If you have time, you'll go through it.
Isn't this almost like a paradox? I mean, on one hand, we're trying to come closer to God. On the other hand, it seems in order to attain that, we need to be faithful.
That's exactly what Shishim is all about. And that's why you make a great point. We're coming close to Hashem, but Hashem is keeping us far back. Don't cross the bounds. There's a shofar gadol. There's vayanu vayamdu mirachok. We have to realize that when the Shekhinah comes down, it's fear and trembling. That's one dimension of Kabbalah HaTorah that we don't emphasize enough. That's the first purpose of my discussion tonight. We think it's all Yom Chasunos, Yom Simchas Libo. It's a lot of singing and dancing, and it's great, and we're going to eat the cheesecake and everything else. But wait a minute. What about the other dimension of Kabbalah HaTorah? What about the fact that Torah requires a relationship with Shekhinah in which man has to pull away? He can't gaze. He can't come too close. The Kedusha of Maimon Har Sinai is so intense that it requires one Hagbalah after another Hagbalah. Circles and circumferences of Richuk in which we have to move back, pull back. Take a look at the Gemara Megillah. Because in our time, maybe we don't experience the Mishkan and that Pachad. Maybe we don't experience the Kedusha of Har Sinai the way we should on Shavuos. But one thing we all can experience, the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah. Omer Rav Parnach, Omer Rav Yochanan, Kol HaOchei Sefer Torah Arum. If a person grabs onto the Sefer Torah without a mantle, without a covering, Nikbar Arum. So Gemara says, Nikbar Arum Salkadaita? He can't take that literally. He must be trying to convey some sort of symbolic meaning here. You're not going to bury a person without his tachrichim, without his covering his body, chas v'shalom. Ela Eima, read it this way: Nikbar Arum below mitzvahs. He's naked of mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are always seen as a levush that cover a person, that give him a status of kavod, of kedusha. So the verse says below mitzvah sal kedai. Okay, he's guilty of this terrible crime of holding the Sefer Torah without a hefsek. Therefore, he has no mitzvahs. We're going to cancel all his mitzvahs. Ela Omar Abaye Nikbar Arum below osa mitzvah. He's buried naked, bereft of that mitzvah. Rabbi said, what's that mitzvah? You know, it's like, hey, Ayadiyah, that mitzvah. You know, you and I know what mitzvah it's referring to. But I don't know. I mean, tell me, what mitzvah are you talking about? Maybe it's the mitzvah of Kedusha Sefer Torah? I don't know. But as we go along, this is going to become clearer in Mirtz Hashem. Let's look at the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Reish Lakish, on page 2 of Yemar Mekomo's page, interprets a parsha in Tanakh, in Yeshayahu, Lamed Gimel. And as you know, each one of the six Sidrei Mishnah parallels another word in this very famous verse in Yeshayahu Hanavi. V'haya emunascha itecha emuna, the Seder Zroyim. The farmer is known to be the paradigm of emuna, faith in God. And then it goes on, Seder Moed, Seder Noshim, Seder Nezikim, Seder Kodshim, Seder Taros. And Arish Lucky says, well, look at the end of this pasuk in Yeshayahu Hanavi. Yiras Hashem Hiyotzor. Look at that. You've now accomplished all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. You've got all of Mishnais, all of Torah Shebaal Peh in your back pocket. But don't think that you've reached your goal. Because you need something to put in an otzar. What's an otzar?
Storage.
And what's the purpose of a storage house?
Store stuff.
To protect it from?
Rain.
From everything that might deteriorate, all deterioration. Like today we have refrigeration and so forth and so on. What is the power or the mode of protecting my Torah? It's Yiras Hashem. Omar Rava Bishah Shemachdisim Adam Ledin, when a man is brought up for judgment. Omar Rava, they ask him, Nasatov and Nasatov and Muna, Kavati to Mutora, Satov and Piri Varivia, Tipiti Yeshua, Pilpalta the Chachma, Heyvanta Dogmi Tok Dover. And he says yes to every one of these questions. Imagine, he's an honest, upstanding citizen, dedicated to honesty, correct? He dedicates himself to Torah study. He has a family that he raises. He's waiting for the Mashiach, you know, with panted breath. He's mefalpil and chachma. Everything's great. But we haven't gotten to the punchline. Afilu hachi, again invoking the same pasuk in Yeshayahu Lam and Gimel. I yiras Hashem yotzaro. If he has the yira, then it's all meaningful. All his mitzvahs and all his good deeds and all his Torah is protected by one covering. That covering, that beggar, that holy beggar that we spoke about that covers the Aron Kodesh. What is it? It's Yira. Yiras Hashem. Elo, if he has no Yiras Hashem, lo. And I want to share with you an insight of the Chernobyl Rebbe, the Mar Einayim, who says, if you go back now to the Gemara Megillah, then what does the Gemara Megillah mean that if he's an Ochei Sefer Torah Arum, Mikbar Arum, and the Gemara says in the name of Abai, below Osa Mitzvah? Osa Mitzvah, that one Mitzvah. What's that one Mitzvah? It's Yiras Hashem. Says the Chernobyl Rebbe in the Mar Einayim. Why is Yiras Hashem that one single Mitzvah with the Hey idea that we can point to? Because that's the Otsar. That's going to protect everything. A man who grasps onto a Sefer Torah, all he thinks, yeah, I have the Torah. It's my Torah. But he's missing what? That fear and trembling, that distance. Don't you realize that the Sefer Torah has Kedusha to it? Who are you to violate that Kedusha? You put yourself up on a pedestal and you think, yeah, I don't have to be afraid of the Sefer Torah. Now you're missing the element of Yira. And if you don't have Yira, if you don't have trembling in fear of the Sefer Torah, then you don't have Yira. And the Yira, that mitzvah of Yira, is the key mitzvah to guarantee all the other mitzvahs. What's inherent in Yira is the key to protecting protect all the other mitzvahs. It's the kachash, it's the beged milamala, that holy beged that the Targum Ukkos spoke about. That covers the Aron, which is Noro Adati Misham. Today in our time, where is the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah is in our Aron, with the Sefer Torah. And that's why we beautify the Sefer Torah. We treat it with respect. Chas v'shalom, if we drop a Sefer Torah, there are the repercussions are scary. A Sephardic Sefer Torah, for example, has not only a beautiful covering around, but even after you open the covering, there's a cloth that covers the Sefer. And then we put it into an Aron Kodesh. The Aron Kodesh is covered. All this is to instill within us a certain level of yira. Torah is great. Torah is simcha. It's the key to joy. It's the closest to Hashem. But there's got to be yira. And here I want to share with you the introduction of the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, to his famous work of Tshuvas. It's not here on the page because it's not in Bar Ilan, but I have it here in a photocopy in an old Shia from Rav Olbam Shlita. And he writes the following. He says, after discussing the concept of Yira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makdim Yira, Yiras Hashem, it has to come first. Reishis Chochma, before Chochma comes what? Yiras Hashem. He says that Yiras Shamayim is going to determine everything. He says, V'yakiru v'yedu ame kol ame ha'aretz ki shem Hashem mikro lecha. What does it mean that everyone will see that you have the shem Hashem? But you have the need of Yira. Yiras Hashem, he says, is the levush. What is a levush? What does it mean when you cover your body with a levush? What is the purpose of it? Every human being covers his body in order to protect himself from the elements. What protects us from losing, chas v'shalom, our connection to mitzvos and to Torah? What's our levush? Symbolically, it's Yira. And that's why the phrase appears in Chazal, Umalbashto, Yira. Yira is called the levush. And therefore, Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, Bechol eis yu begadecha levanim. What does he mean that you should always make sure that your clothes are white? Says the Ksav Sofer, Bevadai lo is kavin, lahazir, libnei adam, shiu begadim, levanim, v'yisham shu behem b'chol eis, v'yisalsu, that he should have beautiful white clothing and make sure they're always clean and he's spiffy. He says that could lead chashom to chet, elach kavanoso, he says. Al pi mashe pirshu chazal, misech the Shabbos, lahazir, ala mitzvos, through Yiras Hashem. That's going to be the levush on the begadim levanim that Shlomo HaMelech is alluding to. He's referring to Yira. And then says the Ksav Sofer, va'okheiz b'sefer Torah. If a person grabs onto a sefer Torah directly without any hefsek, and what is he doing? He shows, he demonstrates he has no Yira. He doesn't have Yira also, kad muscle and Torah also. And therefore, without Yira, he doesn't have a levush. He's Arum. He's Arum in a mitzvah. And why is he Arum in a mitzvah? He doesn't even have the mitzvah Torah and Limud Torah. He says, because Limud Torah requires Yira. Without Yira, there's no Limud Torah. Let's go back to our pages. The Medrash says, in Parshas Truma, if I sell you something, do I the seller go along with you? The buyer gets not only the object, but he gets the seller as well. I'm also going with the Sefer Torah. You're getting a double deal here. Not only are you purchasing and acquiring the Sefer Torah, but you're acquiring HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Sefer Torah. V'ikhuli truma. And the famous mashal, the Midrash, of a king who has a single daughter, and all the princes want to come and marry her and so forth. But the king can't part with his daughter. So you know what he says? He makes a deal. He says, all right, after the marriage, build me a little place that I can always come and stay in close proximity to be close to my single, my only daughter. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to part with the Torah. Build me a Mishkan so I can be always close to you. I can be with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us when we study the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along with the Torah. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, what does the pasuk mean when it says Alma of the Oretz Asher? And why do we lose the land of Israel? Azavtem es Torasi, says Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav. What does it mean? Azavtem es Torasi. Lomar shalo birchu batorat chila. You remember the famous Gemara. So the Bach, commenting on the Torah in Orach Chaim, Sima Mem Vav, you know, on this very Gemara that the Torah quotes, he says, What is the Torah trying to convey to us by quoting this Gemara? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makpid al lomdei HaTorah afilu oskim batuva. They dedicate themselves to Torah study, but they miss the point. They don't make the bracha. What does it mean they miss the point, they don't make the bracha? And they're going to lose Eretz Yisrael because they don't make a bracha before the Torah? L'chori yavera kala, it's relatively a light kind of sin. But v'nira de kavanoso, may olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the very start when he gave us the Torah, shiniu oskim v'Torah. What's the goal of Limud Torah, he says? K'deishas tis'atzev nishmosenu bi'atzmus v'ruchnis u'kdushas mokar motzei Torah. We are linking ourselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who gave us the Torah. He's the source of the Torah, he with a capital H. V'lacheinos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah's emes li'Yisrael b'matana. And he comes along with it. And therefore, by us studying the Torah, we dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'deishas tis'tabek nishmosenu v'gufenu v'ramach eivarim u'shisagididim. V'ima yu oskim b'Torah ala kavona azos. If the Jewish people are dedicated to Torah study with this intention, in order to be sanctified with the Kedushas HaTorah, in order to be dovek in the Nosei HaTorah, in order to become a Merkava and a Heichel for Shechina, then for sure they would have made the bracha. The fact that they omitted the bracha means that they only had a partial relationship to Torah. Rabosai, through our study of Torah, we are re-experiencing and re-enacting the Kabbalah Satorah of Har Sinai. And therefore, when we study Torah, we have to understand that this has got to be a Torah with a levush, with a separation, with a reverence, with yira, in which we have a distance. We're coming close to the Shekhinah. We're being miskaddish ourselves in Kedushas HaShekhinah. Well, let's not overstep our bounds. Let's experience the Torah with yira, with charada. And I want to share with you the Sifsei Chaim. You know, Rav Chaim Friedlander, he has 3 volumes of Moedim. In the 3rd volume, when he speaks about Kabbalah Satorah, he says, Hatnoim, the conditions, Hatzrichim, which we have to fulfill, Lislavos L'Talmud, that should always accompany our study of Torah, Heim Yira B'Talmud. It's got to be Yira at the time of our study. Kine Kol Kocha, he quotes the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, Kocha Shel Torah Eino El Vema Shekosher V'Toli Yisrachish Hashbosa Yikarba, that God connects His power and His influence into the Torah. Achal Yidei Dibur, but when we speak Torah, Vaskol, we understand Torah, Timshach Hashpa Gdolahi, we get along with it, that great power of influence of HaKadosh Baruch. For that, he says, we have to have Yira, we have to have fear. The Atzmus of Torah must be accompanied by Yira, by a sense of fear. And he goes on and he says, what kind of fear is it? It's not Yiras HaOnesh, but Yiras HaRomimus. We have to have a reverence for that lofty level of divinity. And it's only with that Yira that we can come to Simcha and to Gila. Ivdu es Hashem b'yira v'gilu v'ra'ada. He says first it's got to be yira. The Sina Satora has to be b'ema v'yira b'charada, like we saw in Rabbeinu Bachai. And Ramchal says then and only then can you come to Gila. The yira is going to make it a sanctified experience, an encounter with the Shechina. It's the yira saromus that's going to engender the Simcha that comes later. Yes, there's Simcha in Torah for sure. Simcha is integral to Torah. But there's a precondition. It's got to come with Yira. We have to understand and appreciate what we're doing when we study Torah. And here I want to share with you Rav Chaim Volozhin.
This is the Rambam in the study of Torah. Because the very study of Torah itself leads one to Yira. That's how it's almost a shadow.
So you have to have Yira and then Torah and Yira, and it's an ongoing cycle. The Mishnah in the sixth parak of Avos lists 48 kinyanim, 48 midos shatorah nicknames for him. And on the list, it says Gedola Torah Yosef min Akuna min Amalchus Shamalchus Nikdei Shloshim Malch Kahuna v'Yesher v'Arba v'Torah nicknames for Arboim v'Shmona Dvarim v'Eluhem. So if we had the time to go through all 48, but we're going to focus just on two of them: v'Ema u'v'Yira. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, b'Ema v'Yira. Ki eich lo yachzenu chil ura'ada. How could he not be grasped or seized by fear and trembling? Balos al liba, when he thinks in his mind. Shafilu koin gadol lo hayalo rishus li kodesh lifnai v'lifnim l'kodshei kodoshim. Chak yom kippurim, one day of the year. So certainly you can picture and envision in your mind the Kohen Gadol's fear and trembling when he entered into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Machmash Hashem hoya ikar Hashem hoya ikar Hashras Hashminos. In Cain says Rav Chaim Volozhin, Ata today, where is that Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ein la Kodesh Baruch Hu lo me'el dalad amushal alocha. We study the Torah, we are coming close to Shechina. Amru Chazal Shom Hashchina Shora, in those Dalet Amos of Torah, that's where the Shechina resides. Is therefore called Shkein v'Kavachomer, says Rav Chaim. Bivada Yilmod v'Yira, he has to learn Torah with a sense of fear, of reverence. V'lo Yasiach Daito Chas V'Shalom L'Dvarim V'Teilim. Imagine you're standing in front of Hashem in the Kodesh Kadoshim. You're reenacting the experience of the Kohen Gadol once a year, and you're thinking about Dvarim V'Teilim. How could that be? And I want to show you another comment of Rav Chaim Volozhin here in Perek Beis, at the end of Perek Beis, where in Mishnah Yudalit in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Elazar says, Da lifnei mi ata omel. You know, we're familiar with the phrase Da lifnei mi ata omel. But Rabbi Elazar has a different phrase, Da lifnei mi ata omel. Omel means you're working, you're toiling. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Ratzolomar bifanov mamish. When you're omel b'torah, where are you present? Where are you standing? Bifanov mamish, says Rav Chaim Volozhin. Ki hu bi atzmo, who's the who over here? For the capital H, Hashem. Hu bi atzmo omel olecha. Ki ein lo la kodesh baruch hu bo lo me'el arba amos shal alocha. Gvarim brochus tafkes. Says Rav Chaim v'daibos, isn't that enough? Lahoyer Ozen, to awaken our sense of hearing. Bilimudu, to arouse us in our learning. Ki Hashem tzvokos shokhein ito. Hashem there is with us. When we take the whole picture, the Ramban, the way the Ramban describes lo yivala al kodesh, that when we see something that has kedusha, says the Ramban, it's got to be covered and covered again and again. We can't come too close. We can't overstep our bounds. There's going to be gvulos and another gvul and another gvul. And the holier something is, the more coverings and the more we're separated, the reverence and the trembling. When we add to that Rabbeinu Bachai's description of the charada of not only human beings at the time of Kabbalah Sator, but even inanimate objects, the har itself is full of charada. When we come now to Shmuz, and it's time for our Kabbalah Sator, and the Sfarim say that our Kabbalah Sator on Shavuos is going to determine for the entire year to come what level we can achieve in our Torah learning. But we have to understand one thing: a Sefer Torah is holy, and Limud Torah is even holier, because Limud Torah is the Shekhinah itself. He's there with us. Every time we sit down and learn, we are experiencing a connection to Shekhinah. We are reenacting Maimed Har Sinai. And therefore it has to be the aim of the Yura. That's one of the kinyanim, the milos of Torah nicknames for him. Otherwise, we're an Ochez B'Sefer Torah and we're lacking Yura. And Kola Ochez B'Sefer Torah Chas V'Shom is Nikra Oru Min HaMitzvah. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah of Yura. And why Yura? Because Yira is the Otsar. Yira is the key to success. It's the protection. It's the Levush that has to protect us with all our mitzvahs. And when we come up to the next world, like our prophet said, did you do this? Did you do that? And you can answer the checklist one after the other until we get to the punchline. Wait a minute. What about your Yira? Did you have Yira? And Yira, my friends, has to express itself on Chag HaShavuos. We shouldn't get too carried away with the sense of whiteness. The Simcha will come. But first, the precondition. As the Ramchal says here, quoted by the Sifrei, kind of precondition to Kabbalas HaTorah. Has to be that sense of aim of the Yira. May it be His will that we zoka through that aim of the Yira to Kabbalas HaTorah, to openly to Simcha. And we'll see the Shekhinah come back at the time of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. We'll bring the Shtei Alechem, which was the essence of the day of Shavuos and the Kibbutz Atzeres. Been here if you're amazing.
You can also explain the Gemara now. Pesachim got Kol Mar and Reah. Ein Bahem Mishum Ila. When they sent the workers down, they were supposed to be careful. The Gemara says Ein Isser Bav and Alamala Asuba. They were very meritorious in what they did. So what's the shot? There was no Isser. The answer is these Inyanim of Kedusha.
Thank you.
But these Inyanim of Kedusha in Yira, you need to really take a step back. It may not be a Chiyuv.
That's fine. We find Milo whenever we find that an account of the Shekhinah, an account of the Beis Hamikdash,
there's always
going to be a mile. We take steps backwards because when we daven, we're standing in front of the Shekhinah. So many of the mitzvahs and the even the symbolic minhagim that we've taken upon ourselves as rituals are meant to engender within us a sense of unity.
It's like a key.
When I read this Rabbeinu Bachai describing my Sinai, I think of a Spielberg movie. It's like everything is the bonds of that.
All right, thank you very much. Go ahead.